This week, what looks like an all-time high number of future Hall of Famers were traded, including Manny, Pudge, and Jr. That's Manny Ramirez, Yvonne Rodriguez, and Ken Griffey Jr. Howard Bryant joins us. Good morning, Howard.
Come on now, Scott. Get it out. The Cubs haven't won yet.
I know, but they're, I think 3.5 games up. But I digress. Manny Ramirez, but I will get to him. Don't you worry. Manny Ramirez was traded from the Red Sox to the Dodgers and went 2-for-4 last night.
Grounded into a double play to end the game.
Is this a good trade?
This is a great trade for the Dodgers. It's a very interesting thing. The Howard Bryant rule of trades is that addition by subtraction doesn't usually work. When you get rid of a player because you're tired of him or that he's a pain in the neck, well, the best way to assess the trade is who got the player, who got the best player in the deal, and the Los Angeles Dodgers definitely got the best player in the deal. I know people got tired of Manny Ramirez in Boston, but here's a guy who's also going to the Hall of Fame, and he... Yeah. In that lineup is a very, very dangerous player. Now the Dodgers, who can't score runs, you could score more runs than the Dodgers, Scott. They got a guy who can.
I bloody well hope so, yeah.
Potentially a difference maker. So I think that the Dodgers got what they wanted. I think the Red Sox, in the long run, got what they wanted, which was they won 2 World Series with Manny, and now they don't have to deal with his act anymore. But in the short term, I don't look at the Red Sox as a better team as of this morning.
Mm. Ken Griffey Jr. went from the Cincinnati Reds to the old Chicago Pale Hose.
I like what your town is doing. I know you're not a South Side guy, but I think...
No, our daughter, our 5-year-old, is a White Sox fan, so that makes me
one, too.
Well, there
you go. They got... I don't understand the trade exactly, because the last thing I thought the White Sox needed was another outfielder, but when you get a player
of Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah. caliber, I mean, how can you say no to that? Whereas the Cubs get Rich Harden. I think that all the teams who were in contention did exactly what they needed to, with the possible exception of the Red Sox and, of course, the Tampa Bay Rays, who are very cheeky. They're in a pennant race for the first time. They've got a chance to maybe knock out the Red Sox and Yankees, and at the deadline, don't make a deal. I think that's great.
They stood on their hand. They're that confident,
I guess. Wouldn't you be confident if you were in Tampa?
Well, that's true. I mean, they're three up over the Red Sox, 5.5?
5.5 over the Yankees. But the team that you have to love more than anybody else in the league right now, the Cubs included, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who are the best team in baseball right now.
Angeles, Anaheim, Culver City, West Covina.
Whatever you want to call them.
Cuyahoga. They're the best team in baseball
now. They're cutting through. They came into Boston and mashed them, and it's outstanding. And now they've beaten the Yankees the first 2 games. And I think with the addition of Mark Teixeira, they have really proven that they finally went and did what the Angel teams have had to do, which is to get a big bat at the deadline and to try to get healthy by October, because if the World Series had been played in July, they'd be a great team. But we'll see in October, because they're usually pretty banged up with their style of play.
Finally, it looks like the tightest races in the National League East between the Phillies, the Mets, and the Florida Marlins. I mean, as Dan Rather might put it, it's tighter than a Nats, pimple.
Well, Scott, they're making me look bad as well, because I remember saying that I thought that the Florida Marlins were about 105 win team, and I didn't know if they were in it for 162. But right now, it looks like we've got a 3-team race. And as I've always said, the small ballpark theory is going to hold. The Philadelphia Phillies are going to have a really, really tough time pulling away from anybody in that ballpark, because it's not to their advantage.
NPR, ESPN, and NPR's Howard Bryant. Thanks so much.
Hey, man. See you later.